So welcome back to a brand new podcast episode of Family Seasons by Coach Tia. And as always, it is a privilege and just a pleasure for me to come to you and to share information that I believe will help you and your families grow, that will help your families win. I do believe that God has created families to win. And as a certified Christian family life coach, that's always my goal, is to go into a family, to go into a home, to help that family find out how to communicate more effectively, to help give tips and ideas, to help coach those parents and the children into having, as I said, effective communication, and basically just synergy so that they will learn how to get along, how to operate as a team. Well, in this season 7, I will say that this season 7, I've kind of devoted it to talking about parenting strengths. And the reason why is that many of the podcasts that I've done since 2019, you know, it's all about different seasons that families go through. But I never dedicated or devoted an entire season to just talk about parenting strengths. One of the things that we know, that parenting is indeed one of the toughest jobs that we'll ever have. It's a tough job. It's a rewarding job if we kind of figure out how to do it so that it works for our family. And yet and still, it's something that it's a continuous thing. We don't always know how it's going to turn out until our children grow up and turn around and tell us, you know, what they thought about the parenting style or what they thought about what we did. And you know, until we see the results. And so that has a huge determination on what we're doing. So what I love to do, as opposed to going into homes or going into the family and pointing fingers or judging and what have you, I love to be able to have a conversation, to open up in prayer, and to just talk to family so that we can get a better understanding of, number one, what are the issues? Is there, or what is the identified problem? And then how can we work together to create a system to move forward? How do we do that? And a lot of times it starts with that family meeting. It starts with creating roles and everything for each team member. And, you know, it just helps us to be more creative and more functional in our homes. I do believe that God has called parents to lead the home. I don't believe that children should be in charge of the home. I don't believe that children, there are a couple of things I don't believe not only as a coach, but as a parent myself, is that my daughters and I have a great relationship. However, I will tell them, you know, quickly that I am not your friend. I am your parent. And that's important. Now, we can have a great relationship, and I believe that we do. However, there are lines that can easily be crossed. And so, therefore, it's very important that I remind them that on a regular basis that I am the parent and you are the child. I'll talk a little bit more about that as I go into our subject for today, which is parenting styles. We're going to talk about the four different parenting styles that often we hear about, which are the permissive, the uninvolved parent, the authoritative parent, and then the authoritarian parent, parenting style. So once again, we have permissive, authoritative, authoritarian, and then we have uninvolved. So basically, when I look at it, you know, because it's so common with these four parenting styles, when I look at it, I like to say that it definitely, you know, takes a lot of prayer in parenting. That's just what I believe. I am learning that. I have learned that. And I believe that it's something that I can share so willingly with my families, with my parents that I'm working with. Prayer is so important because we need to know, what does God say about families? We need to know how to do this thing the best of our ability. And then how do we create, you know, functioning adults someday that will get out into the world and be hopefully well-rounded individuals? When we look at the permissive parenting style, I will tell you that the permissive parenting style, to kind of sum it all up, because I'm sure many of you all have heard of these different parenting styles, but the permissive, basically, they may or may not have rules set in the home, and if they do, they are not going to enforce those rules. If the child, you know, the child basically does what they want. When it says permissive, that's exactly what it is. It's a permissive parent. It's a parent that shows little or no interest in discipline. They don't have a lot of regards for respect. They don't give a lot of consequences for children they don't give consequences for either good or bad behavior. a lot of times, are very standoffish, not uninvolved. They are there, but they are just kind of, they allow the child to have a lot of free range. And I will tell you that I totally believe that being a permissive parent is not a healthy parent, because children need guidelines. Children also want to have some structure. You must have structure in your home. When you don't have structure in your home, then you technically don't have a home. You just kind of have a gathering place or a place where everybody's meeting up. So being that permissive parent basically is someone that, I mean, you are there physically, but it's just that you are allowing your children to kind of just do what they will. Every now and then, maybe you'll say something, maybe not, but for the most part, the children kind of rule the home. That is definitely an unhealthy home. The flip side of a very permissive parent, I would say, is one that is, well, not really the flip side, but kind of rolls on into that, is an uninvolved parent. I think sometimes that permissive and uninvolved parenting kind of almost go hand in hand, because an uninvolved parent basically has no input at all in their children's life. They don't ask any questions about the children's schoolwork. They're not concerned about what is going on in the child's life. They are not asking questions. They may or may not even know where the child is half the time. They are a lot of times just uninvolved. That is not that, and of course the child is doing what they want, because after all, there is no parenting there. There's no parenting structure there. There's no parenting a system set up at home. And so you have a child that is, no, there's an uninvolved parent. So that child is basically, once again, free range. Is that a healthy parenting home? Of course not. These permissive and uninvolved are very unhealthy. As I said before, children, not only do children need structure, but children want structure. When you start out early and providing them with some structure, with some guidance, with discipline, with love, with the inspiration, the motivation, I truly believe that it changes the whole tone of the home. But when you have either a permissive parent that basically lets the child do whatever they want, or you have that uninvolved parent that's not even around, and sometimes, a lot of times, those uninvolved parents, maybe they are, have issues with alcohol, or maybe they're having issues with drugs or other things that's going on in their life, but for whatever reason, they are uninvolved. They really and truly are uninvolved. The teachers know that these parents are uninvolved. People in the community know that these parents are uninvolved. And it's really unfortunate, because children are going to be neglected when you have uninvolved parents. Children now are, are more susceptible to abuse and all sorts of issues when parents are uninvolved. So we definitely know that those two, permissive and uninvolved, are most definitely unhealthy parenting styles. And this is what I will say. As you listen to this podcast and you feel at any point moved to, that you're in this permissive or uninvolved style, then reach out to me, because I can help you hopefully get back on track and gain some control over your home. I am at CoachTia.com, and I would be glad to talk with you, to listen, and to figure out a plan so that we can get you back, in charge of your home. Because when children are running a home, as I said, it's no longer a home. It's just kind of a meeting place where a few people gather and they eat and do whatever, and it's not a functioning system. Now, let's move into the authoritative and the authoritarian parenting styles. They sound similar, but they are very much different. With the authoritarian, I'll talk about that one first. I will say that authoritarian parents basically are what we would say a strict parent. And what I mean by that is that the child has little or no opportunities to express themselves. They it when the when that authoritarian parent sets the rules, it's that way or no other way. There are no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And as I say, I would consider that as being a very strict parent in a lot of ways. They set rules, and let me say, all homes should have a rule. So that's not to say that it's wrong for them to set rules, but is that there's no other way around it. There's no talking about things and no expressing things or whatever the case is. It can be very, there can be a thin line between an authoritarian parent and authoritative parent. But I will tell you that an authoritarian parent definitely is one that is very strict guidelines. Very, very, very strict. Very, very strict. Your child's feelings or emotions are usually not taken into consideration. As I said, you when you set a rule, you do not care what that child says, what that child thinks. You don't care how it may or may not affect the child. Once you set it, it is what it is, and there's no changing it. That, because what we're doing, I will say, when you're looking at an authoritarian home and to have those particular guidelines. Now, in homes, we need structure. We need guidance. We need discipline. We need all of these things. But there should also be some space in order for you to be able to offer grace and mercy to your children, just as it has been offered to you throughout your life. And what I mean by that is that when I think about how God gives us grace and mercy, how so often he gives us things that we don't necessarily deserve. He gives us things that we don't necessarily stand fit to have. But because of his mercy, because of his grace, he forgives us. And he allows us, you know, another chance. And so, you know, you want to have that type of space that's there. Your children will respect you. However, you know, letting them know that, you know, your opinion matters. You know, you, as I'm teaching you to someday grow up and be, you know, an adult, you need to be able to stand up and to speak your thoughts and to have ideas about things and to have some input. And so it's so important that as we're rearing our children, as we're raising our children, that we don't want to be so strict that we don't even give them an opportunity to even share. We don't even know what they're thinking because you'll tell them maybe it doesn't matter. That's what happens most of the times in the authoritarian home. It doesn't matter what those children think. It doesn't matter what that teen is trying to say. It doesn't matter how they're trying to express themselves. What you said goes, and there is no other words. There's no other way around it. That can be very unhealthy, because what happens as that child grows up into an adult? What are some of the signs or what are some of the behaviors that you can expect from a child that has grown up in a home that's so strict? Well, sometimes we see that once that child gets out, they can either go completely free, and we see them have gotten into a lot of different things. And then it can be the flip side that they are so muted that they can't even, that they have never found their voice. They've never found an ability to speak up or to share their thoughts and ideas. And so they can find themselves going into other abusive homes. Well, not abusive, but they can go find themselves into homes where, you know, maybe they'll marry a man and you know, they allow him to mistreat them because their opinion has never mattered. Their voice has never been heard. And so at what point were they ever given the opportunity to express themselves? So they left the authoritarian home and moved into an authoritarian lifestyle as an adult. And so they end up, you know, they're silenced basically their entire lives. The style that I choose as something in my own personal life is to be an authoritative parent. An authoritative parent is one that you have rules, you express discipline, you put a lot of work into making sure that you create a healthy relationship. You do set boundaries because your child will know that you are the parent and that they are the child. You create a positive environment where you want your children to express themselves. You want them to come into the home after school and tell you what they learned at school or tell you about what happened. You want to get their opinions, you know, as they grow older. Okay, how would you like to dress? What's this and what's that? You know, you're involved in their life. You're creating a healthy someday adult. So you are not just there to be strict, but you're more intentional. You are intending for them to someday grow up, move out of your home, and become a well-rounded, functioning adult in today's society. That's your goal. So you're free. You're definitely, as I said, you're definitely, you know, still the disciplinarian. You're the one that, you know, you have rules. There are standards. Your children know what the standards are. And you're also, you know, when your child messes up, and they will, you're going to be there to offer grace and mercy when necessary. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to always just let them do whatever they want. Not, no, that's a permissive or that's, you know, an uninvolved parent. But it's definitely there to say that, you know what, I am not your friend. I am your parent. And as we grow up, if we do this thing right, as we grow up, when you no longer need me to tell you what to do, when you get into adulthood, we will develop a friendship. How do I know? Because it happened with my parents. My parents were definitely authoritative, where they allowed us to be open about things that were happening in our life. We didn't have to have a lot of secrets because we knew that our parents had created an atmosphere so that we could talk to them about a lot of things. That's something that I want to continue with my daughters. And it's a daily process. Every day of my life, I'm learning to be more authoritative. I'm learning to be more, you know, open, to be more forgiving, to be more more intentional. That's why when I said that I use prayer as my weapon in parenting, it is exactly what I use. I need to know how to parent this daughter into becoming a woman someday that, you know, does great things in the world. I need to know how to, you know, as I heard my bishop preach yesterday, I need to know and I need to teach her how to be an iron fist in a velvet glove. In other words, I want her to be strong and iron fist. I want her to know how to make decisions and make, you know, make things happen in her life. But I also want her to be, to have that velvet glove. When we talk about the sensitivity, the sensibility, I want all of those things to show up in their lives. And to me, that's what intentional parenting is all about. It's about teaching your boys that, you know, sure, you get out there and you do a great job in your work and you do what you need to do in life. And by that same token, that, you know, show them that, you know, you do have emotions and it's okay to cry and it's okay to show your emotions and it's okay to, you know, to express yourself. We have to teach our children to just, you know, be released into a world that they can be leaders. And if we don't do that, then I think that we fail our children. If we don't prepare them to become, you know, the adults in the world that they need to become, especially in today's society, then I definitely think that we fail our children. So, you know, I hope and pray that this podcast has been, you know, definitely informative to you. I pray that as you just think about these parenting styles, once again, we talk about the permissive and the uninvolved parent. We have the authoritarian parent who is strict, and we have the authoritative parent who provides every day a dosage of grace and mercy is what I love to say. That's a huge thing for me. So if you find yourself in one of the unhealthy parenting styles, I challenge you today to go before God and to pray and to ask God to make you the parent that your children need you to be. One thing about it, our children need us to show up for them. They need to know that they are loved. They need to know that they are provided for, that they are protected. They need to know that, yes, they do have responsibilities to, you know, do their schoolwork and to do chores and to be great citizens in the community. They need to do all those things. But we as parents also have a responsibility to make sure that our children know that they're always supported, that we believe in them. I expressed something the other day on my Instagram page that is so important to just remind children that, you know, you see them, you see the changes that they're making. You see them being strong. You see them being conquerors, that you saw them doing that extra thing. Maybe they cleaned up their room and you didn't have to tell them, or maybe they helped with a sibling and you didn't have to ask them, or maybe they took out the trash, or maybe they improved on something that you all have been working on. Maybe they got good grades in school. Maybe they got a better grade in school. Maybe their attitude is getting better. But write those little notes, remind them. And you know, be intentional about your parenting. Be aware of the changes that are happening in your children's life. When you do that, I believe that you're setting your children up for success. And God knows in today's world, we need successful young people. We need successful children. We need successful adults. How do we define success? Success is defined as when you are able to be functioning, well-rounded, able to give and to share and to love and to learn and to grow. To me, that's what success is all about. It's not always about the money that's in your bank account. It's about having love, finding love, creating a loving environment, teaching love. It's all of those things all wrapped up into one. So I hope and pray that this podcast has been a blessing to you and that you will just continue to share, to like, to comment, because I believe that, you know, God has created us to win. And as parents, as families, when we are praying in our families, when we are praying over our families, when we are praying with our families, we're going to win. The enemy will try and come. That is his job. But God said that he would forever, you know, make us overcomers, that that we are to be strong and to be courageous. And we're supposed to walk in that light, just knowing that God is with us. And if he's with us, the whole entire world can be against us and they can't do us any harm. Build your family so that you can sustain the storms that will come in your life. Because when you build that family to sustain the storms, that means you've taught them to be courageous. You've taught them to be resilient. You've taught them to be tenacious. You have taught them how to be committed. You've taught them how to keep showing up. You've taught them how to, you know, just be focused on the things that matter in life. When you teach them and when you train them and when you build them for the storms in life, they will be able to weather those storms, not just in their childhood, but as adults. And that's what it's all about. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I am so excited about always sharing ideas that I hope will be a blessing to you. Please like and share this podcast. You know, I'm still working to, you know, give you all more content that I hope will definitely encourage you and inspire you to just keep going as parents and as families. As always, I love you. I am praying for you. And as you know, we get to the close of season 7, I am looking forward to bringing on more exciting guests and talking about things that affect and impact your family. Because if it matters to you, it most definitely matters to me. And most importantly, it matters to God. And so we're going to just pray. Dear God, we thank you right now. I pray that every listener, that every home that is representative, that you will bless these homes, that you will bless these families, bless these parents, Father, bless these children. God, give us what we need so that we can be the families that you have. You know, you've created us to win. You've created us to be resilient. You've created us to weather storms. You've created us to have love and to just show up in the world as families that can help one another. We thank you, dear God, for all that you're doing. And we're praying that if someone is listening right now and has not invited you into their life, that God, they will make a decision, that they will allow you to come into their life because they need you. And Father, you want them on your team. You want them to be able to teach and to share more about your love and share their testimony of what you have done in their lives. We thank you, God, for all that you're doing. We just pray right now for your continued blessings, for it is in your precious name we pray. Thank you, God. Amen, amen, and amen. And also, God, meet the needs of these families. You know what we need. Thank you so much for listening. You can reach me at CoachTia.com. I am on Instagram at Family Seasons Podcast. And I'm on Twitter. Let's see, Family Seasons by Coach Tia. And I am on LinkedIn. So you can always reach out to me. I'm looking forward to learning more about you, to helping your families win, because I do believe there's a purpose and a plan for your life. Thank you so much and have an awesome and amazing day.